Thank you for calling Pippin Jewelers. How can I help you?
Hello, it's Mick.
Oh, give me just a moment.
Sure.
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's Mick.
Hey, Mick. Let me go change phones. Hang on.
Sure.
Okay. What I was interested in making sure, because we haven't got into the newer website yet.
Yeah.
And I make sure that we're on it this time, because I'm still on the old one.
Hmm.
I think it's already off. I don't have that one on there anymore.
Okay. Well, it should have converted over, like, without any hiccups.
So is it the MDC dashboard?
Hold on one second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so... Well, it may have kicked you out. You might have to log back in. Do you see, like, when you go to the website, are you going as a customer, or are you going to see if there's a markup?
I'd be going as a customer because it's giving me prices on there.
Okay, well, first what I would do is go in as yourself, like log in as though you're going to look up for, let's say, an appraisal or something. Make sure my ugly mug is there and that you, like, you know you're in the system. And then, you know, just and then compare that to if you were the customer on, like, basically on your website. Like, look up a product ID number or something and compare them side by side.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Does that make sense?
Well, it says filter your results, so I don't know that we're actually in the system. I think we're as a customer.
Okay, let's go take a look. If I look,
it says choose a shape.
Yeah, you are definitely not in there right now, and I'll tell you why I know that. Because I can look, and it says the last time you were logged in was November 7th.
Yeah. That's...
So if you want to look up an ID, I can look, you know, a product, I can look it up too. I can tell you what the price is, and you can tell me what you're seeing to see if it's if you're representing cost or if you're representing the right markup.
Yeah, that's what I got to make sure, because I know right now I'm not showing markups. I'm just looking at a product, so
okay.
I need to somehow get in there and get markups put in here.
Okay, so that means you're going to have to log into the system, but why don't you look up a product ID number or get me a product ID number, and since we're already there, just tell me what you're looking at, the P number,
okay.
I'll punch it in, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so let's just, there's like a carrot. It's a half a carat. It's a DSI2. Excellent, excellent.
Yep.
I'll give you the number on it.
Yep.
P299480.
All right, so that has a cost of $788.
Yeah, so I'm at $1575.
Okay, so that's got your markup. That's Keystone markup.
Okay, so that our markup is that then, and I can view because it says the view. I can do that. So, yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
I like the website. It's good looking.
Yeah, you can. You know, some people don't like the grid look, so you can change it to, I forgot the term they used, but it's like a list or whatever.
Well, I'm looking at stock ID, size, the stone, polish, all that, and if I go back out of it, 9480.
That's another cool thing now. Like, you can back out of it, and you don't have to reset your standards. Like, it's how am I trying to explain this? So sometimes when you do a search and then you want to go backwards to reset the parameters, it'll screw everything
up. I'm still with the old, with the markups, whatever we had before.
Yeah, everything should have transferred over into the new one.
Okay.
Because really, it is the same website. It just cosmetically looks different.
Yeah, I like it, though. It looks a lot cleaner.
Yep. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to, you know, I mean, we're kind of collecting improvements as we go.
How long has it been up like this?
A couple weeks.
Okay. So I haven't been out of the loop too awful bad.
No, not at all.
Okay.
And then the actual reason I was calling was because I guess Leroy had called wondering where the lab report was, and then, you know, why didn't it get sent out the day that it was reported? And I appreciate his concern, we've been doing the exact same thing for the last 30 years.
Yep.
We report a diamond, it has to go through the process of being invoiced, which takes one business day. And then that's when the cert goes out with the invoice, gets mailed.
It all comes around the way you go. It all goes around the same way. It comes back the same way.
Pretty much. Yep. The only way that we'll send it out faster is if somebody has, like, some sort of special need. You call me and say, hey, Mick, I just sold this carat and a half radiant. My problem is my customer is from out of town. He's leaving. Is there any way you can have that overnighted? Okay, that's an exception to the rule that we're happy to make, but we're not making it every time we sell something. It's just, it's for that weird, quirky, oh my gosh, I got a sale from somebody that's not in town, or there's some sort of special circumstance. We'll make exceptions to the rule. You just have to bring it to our attention.
Okay, here it said where it went into the green and lost it. I'm still on the half a carrot. I need to get out of that.
Right. Are you actually looking for something as well?
No, I'm not. I wanted to make sure, because the other day when we did this, I wasn't 100% sure if it was on a Saturday.
Okay.
So I said, I want to do something. I want to make sure before we go into this thing, somebody else calls me and I'll look like I'm an idiot, you know, and I want to make sure that I'm on the same board here. Everything looks the same.
Cool.
It had five. So now what is that, where it says clear filter? Does that mean it clears out the entire screen?
Yep. It's telling you, like, okay, you know, like, let's say you've got you've got two customers. Well, you look for the one, you did it, great. Now you got to clear it to reset.
Okay. Yeah, this is a lot neater than the old system. It just looks more professional.
Good. Clean. Like I said, if there's something that another website outfit is doing out there that you're like, wow, that's really awesome, bring it to our attention. You know,
I'm sure you were antsy to get something different too, weren't you?
Yeah. You know, when they first did it, everyone was oohing and aahing, and they asked me my opinion, and that's the worst thing you can do, is because I will give you my real opinion. And I said, it looks like somebody designed this website that has no rational understanding of retail sales. And they went, well, what would you change? And I told them, and nothing ever happened. And now everything they're doing, almost exactly what I had shared. Yep.
Yeah.
And honestly, some of it, I was even stealing from GN. GN has a nice little website with their earring, or with their web, or with their
I can't stand that kid over there.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, my point is that when you go on their website, even though it's a stock photograph that you see 50 times for their tennis bracelets, let's face it. You know, we all would love to say that we want a GSI-1, but we really do shop with our eyes. So
I just don't like it that he plays me, because, you know, the other guy used to be there, went on to be in college and be an attorney.
Yeah,
he was a nice guy. He was a really nice guy. the disc guy, he's all over me. He goes, man, we went to the show and we brought this stuff back. And I said, don't jerk me. You didn't bring the thing back. Just, you know, and that's what I don't like. But he just talks on and on and on. So that's, you know.
He'll learn.
You're my guy. Always have been. Just sometimes we stray.
Yeah.
You know, but. The way it is. I just wanted to make sure. But
yeah.
Now we can move forward and.
It seems to me like you've got everything
well,
okay in the website.
Let's go this way then. Now if I go back in here and I want to do a lab, are they going to be in the same?
That I don't know. I really don't know.
I looked up the lab.
Yeah, I would assume that it's the same thing, but I really like you're going to have to play with it, and if you see something that doesn't quite work, then let me know.
I guess I'm looking now to see where there's a lab at. I don't know.
Hey, Garrett, do they have our lab stuff? Is that on our website? If they put our website to their website? Lab grown is an option.
It is.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you get there, but hold on. I mean, obviously you can go there, like if you go all the way back out. Hold on 1 second, Mike.
Okay.
You know, there's definitely a way to go to our lab and see it and search it by table or grid. Actually, there's no photographs of the of it because why do you need a photograph of colorless VS all the time? So where I go with that is, okay, so he says it is there. If it's not on your website, then what you probably have to do is go reset the parameters. Because when you go through, whenever you're resetting, when you're realizing that your markups aren't right and you got to go back and adjust, go through that system, and at one point you're going to see the option for the lab growns. What's your markups? What do you want to show? Do you want to show pricing? Do you want to show certs? Do you want to, like, all that? So you're going to have to go through the edit part and advance. Just keep on hitting enter until you get to the lab grown part.
Okay, when I need it, I'll call you.
Okay. You got it.
I got the other part, so that's all that matters. All right.
All right, fair enough.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.